FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from the weekend's league match at Ashton United. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with Big Coat Day news, as the club will be collecting clothing over the coming days ahead of Big Coat Day on the 11th of January. There'll be a collection too for FC's upcoming home game with Radcliffe on New Year's Day between 12 noon and 2:45pm. If you are able to help by donating any of the following items, the club will ensure they are distributed to those who most need them. Items required for both men and women are warm clothing, rucksacks, sleeping bags, sturdy shoes or trainers, gloves, hats, belts, waterproofs, hiking attire, socks, underwear, thermals, kids' toys, games and books in new or as new condition, and toiletries. And speaking of the New Year's Day game with Radcliffe, FC have confirmed that the free shuttle bus will be in operation for Wednesday's match, with services departing from the Crown Plaza at Shude Hill at 12 noon, 1pm and 2pm, and return journeys leaving Broadhurst Park soon after the final whistle and at 6pm. But before that Radcliffe match on New Year's Day, FC United had a festive encounter at Ashton United to contend with on Saturday. To hear the mood in camp heading into this one, Ben caught up with FC United manager Neil Reynolds on Friday night.
So a Merry Christmas to you, Neil, and welcome back. Friday night interview ahead of tomorrow's match against Ashton United. And the first thing we have to mention is the fact that everyone else in the league played on Boxing Day and the results went really well for FC United. So a lot to play for tomorrow.
Yeah, firstly, Ben, Merry Christmas back to you. But no, tomorrow gives us a big opportunity. When the fixtures were released, we looked at Boxing Day and we were scheduled to play Boxing Day, but we know we knew that on the Saturday was no fixture schedule, so we thought, you know, between Ashton and ourselves, let the lads have Christmas and relax on Boxing Day, and then we'll play the Saturday. So it is the only fixture. We were very fortunate with the results on Boxing Day, so we've got to make sure that we capitalise on the slip-ups now and try and gain a bit of ground, gain more ground on the leaders.
It's gone really, really well. Basically, FC United could go third if we win. In fact, there's no could about it. If we do win, because of the goal difference, we will go third. But easier said than done. You have to keep everyone's feet on the ground.
Feet on the ground. You've got to discard the league position of Ashton. You know, Michael Clegg's just taken over. I've noticed they signed Greg Hartley, the keeper, from Allerton, who's one of the best in the league. He's brought Ben Hardcastle with him as well. I think he's brought three, the Brewster as well. So he's brought three from Allerton, who were a good side. And I'm sure that the lads that he's inherited will want to prove that they're good enough to stay at the club. So, you know, for me, I think they've had the last couple of games called off or they haven't been able to play. So it'll be a game that, you know, they're desperately going to want to win. We desperately want to win. The pitch isn't great. It won't be great for both teams, so we've got to adapt to it. She'll have to adapt. But it's a game that we can't wait for. You know, every game now, we're looking forward to it. We're full of confidence. We train well on Boxing Day morning. And, you know, we just can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Obviously, we got relegated with Ashton United, but, you know, we're talking about FC United being in the playoffs come 5 o'clock tomorrow. But Ashton United are just looking to get themselves out of the relegation spots at the moment. I suppose that gives you an indication of just how tough relegation is out of the National League North, because Ashton United are by no means alone in the struggling to bounce back the way they have been. And I suppose that's all credit to yourself as well, because you've made it look relatively easy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a tough league. I mean, the National League was tough. Like I said, worst moment in the football career, taking FC United down, and you know, I take full responsibility for that. But I made a promise that we'll rebuild and hopefully rectify the situation. Are we further ahead than what I thought? Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's come together really quickly. But that you know, we've got the momentum now. We don't want to stop. You know, if we get out the first attempt, we get back out. If it's the second or third attempt, well, our goal is promotion. We know that we've got to be at our best every single game, starting with Ashton tomorrow. You know, they're fighting for the lives at the bottom, and results went against them yesterday. I think they're now second from bottom. So, you know, Cleggy won't have wanted to go in there and just kind of stave off relegation with the money that they've got behind them. I'm sure that they're looking to propel themselves up the league. And, you know, it'll take no more motivation to say that you're playing FC United Manchester tomorrow and go and stop them. But we know what we've got to do. We've got a really good squad, really good togetherness. We're playing, you know, excellent football. Scoring goals, the league's leading goal scorers. I think we 12, October of 15 since we last lost, and that's 12 games. So, you know, we won't take Ashton lightly at all. We know we'll have to be at our best. I'm sure there'll be a lot of FC fans that made the journey, and you know, it's not been a happy hunting ground, I don't think, over the last few years. So we're hopefully going to put that right tomorrow and go there and get 3 points and get third in the league, and then look forward to the Radcliffe game on New Year's Day.
I was going to ask you about the corresponding game last season. It was horrible afternoon, wasn't it, really?
It was strange. Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's going to be in the back of your mind, and that's going to be something that you want to remedy for tomorrow's match.
I mean, we went there on the bounce last time. You know, we just beat Bradford away 3-2, and then we go to Ashton, and you know, it was a dire performance. And I guess that was, you know, the ups and downs of last season's squad, the inconsistencies, the unprofessionalism at times. With this squad, it's completely different. You know, I know the lads are preparing well. I know they can't wait. They're looking forward to meeting every opposition. You know, we have that saying that we don't fear anyone, we respect them. We'll do the same to Ashton tomorrow. But you know, we're just desperate for more points now. And, you know, when you've got the opportunity to go third in the league, coming to the end of the year, there's no bigger incentive. So we want to go and put on a show tomorrow, show that, you know, we deserve to be where we are and keep our run going.
So, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hurst Cross. Saturday afternoon, the only game on Saturday, and Stato Paul's with me because he's got nothing else better to do, clearly.
Good afternoon.
So FC United taking on Ashton United, two teams who know each other quite well, and it's a return fixture of a National League North game from last season, which I think a lot of people at FC United would like to forget.
Yeah, I'll come back to that right at the very end.
No, actually, no. This
is the 22nd meeting with Ashton, which equals the record of FC's meetings with other clubs. It equals Chorley and Bradford. So we'll go ahead of those two by the end of the season when we play Ashton at home.
Righty-o. Back to my original question about last season. I mean, it was...
Last season was a shocker.
Me and you commentated on that game, didn't we? Yeah. And the pitch isn't looking
much
better.
It's not one of our favourite playing surfaces, this, historically, I have to say. I think we've won 5 and lost 6, including cup games here. So a mixed bag of experiences at Hurst Cross for FC.
They are, I think, going to get a 4G at some point. There is talk of that. And that'll be quite handy the next time.
I think 1G would be good to start with. Yeah. But, you know, interestingly, we've got two old boys on each side today.
Yeah, so I'll try this. Ennis.
Ennis, yeah.
On their side, obviously, Sheridan.
Yeah.
Worsnop's not playing, is he?
No.
Brewster.
Brewster, yeah. Brewster's the other one. Yeah. Curtis Jones is the other one for Ashton. So, we've always had a trade of players between these two clubs, and it just makes it a little bit more interesting, I suppose.
I mean, it's interesting as well because, we were discussing this on Red Rebel Radio, and you said it before we went on air. Why has no one else decided to do what we're doing and playing on Saturday rather than the Boxing Day?
We know that public transport's an issue on Boxing Day, and the reason why the two clubs here decided to move it is because they thought they'd get a bigger crowd.
And they're going to, because it's rammed on three sides.
They sold more than 600 tickets for this pre-match, so they're expecting 1,000 at least here today. which is probably more than they may have got on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So, good, you know, well done to Ashton and FC.
And the other advantage of playing a couple of days after everyone else is we know what we need to do. And it was a good Boxing Day for FC.
I thought the results went fairly kindly for us. And, of course, a win today would put us in third.
Yeah, and that's...
Our goal difference is superior to many clubs.
Basford's match against Mickleover was postponed. So Basford stay in third on 35 points. Radcliffe and Stalybridge won their games, but that's fair. So they're all on 35 points. But Warrington dropping points against Witton Albion, 1-1.
This is typical festive fare, isn't it?
Yeah, so Warrington have dropped out of the playoffs all of a sudden. And like you say, FC United with a chance, because of the superior goal difference, to go third with a win.
Yeah, currently seventh, but that shows you how tight it is.
And it would mean as well, and this was the other big thing about Boxing Day, was South Shields and Lancaster both got beat.
The top two.
So a win today, yeah, we could be 4 points off top spot. And in Lancaster's case, we'll have two games in hand over them. So,
and before we kick off today, we've got games in hand on four of the top six above us.
So at what point do we start turning our giddyometer up and start going, 10th, is it good enough anymore, Paul? When do we do that?
Probably when we start threatening the top spot, maybe. But we're 12 games unbeaten now, of which we've won 10. And we're top of the form table now, because we've won all our games in December so far. So, but this is a real test for us, because I remember we played at Grantham and we played at Stafford, two sides that were struggling.
Yeah.
And we didn't really make a fist of it.
That was early on, though, in this new team, wasn't it?
That was the early embryonic FC of this season. But today we have to show we've moved on from that, and we can play on difficult pitches against difficult opposition, because Ashton have only won once at home all season in the league, and they're going to be fighting today.
Yeah, they've got a new manager, obviously, Michael Clegg. And
this is his first home game, despite him taking over in November.
But the home form, it's
chronic, yeah.
That can't last forever, can it?
And we've got to cash in now on that poor home form.
Can I use a cliche for you, with you, Paul? This pitch is a great leveler, though, even though it's not very level in itself.
It's a great unleveler, I think. Yeah, I mean, we know from experience, if you try and play a 30-yard crossball on the pitch, it'll bounce eight times before it gets to its destination. So, it's a pitch... we expect Ashton to play more direct than we see most teams play, and we have to adapt. We might have to adapt our game on this kind of pitch.
It's the last game of 2019. Obviously, the start of 2019, it was a downward trend, let's say. It feels like we're very much entering 2020 on an upward trend, and that hopefully that'll continue here.
Yeah. Do you want a closing stat?
Yes.
Just to show how, to sum up what you've just said, encapsulate this. When we came here in January, we lost 1-0. The 14 FC players that took part in that game last year, none of them are at the club now.
Well, there we go.
And that shows that the Renolution has gathered a pace since that defeat in January.
Renolution. Are we going with this then, the Renolution? I mean, I've been saying Reynolds Reds all season long, so the Renolution, are we having that?
You can have whatever you like.
Okay, we'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul, as always, for joining us. Liveteamstats.com, the place to go to for all your statty needs this afternoon, brought to you by the lovely people at Constructive Coding.com. But the teams are now coming out onto the pitch, and as Paul mentioned, none of this side selected last year in the corresponding fixture, and also the two people commentating today were also not here. So myself and Paul have followed the trend and have dropped ourselves and opted instead to bring you the A team of James Quinn and Roy Sewell.
Throwing comes in there on the right hand side, Linney. Out muscled in the end. FC's lineup today: Belford, Morris, Sakura in for Dodd, who's on a work commitment today. Griffiths, Doyle, Jones, Ennis, Potts, Owalabi, Corrin, Linney. And for Ashton, Hartley, Lafudu, Rigby, Rowney, Hunt, Sheridan, Hardcastle, Brewster, Wilson, the skipper, Thompson, and Mahon. And clearing their lines are Ashton, but they rather slice that one. Ball bobbling around just outside the box, but they bring it away. But picked up well by Morris there, who hooks it in there. It's well won the header by Sheridan, but FC have it back right hand side now. Griffiths threads it through for Linney. Linney, can he get across it? Oh, Alabi! Oh, he hits the bar! Rebound! Curran slices it. It's still in play. Ashton clear it, and Tundy. Oh, Alabi. Oh, he was all set up for him on a plate there, and he nodded it against the bar. But still 0-0 here, and the time is ticking away as Belford takes the goal kick. Ball's played forward now. Linney pursues. Lafudu again. Owalabi pursuing him. And Lafudu, good work from Alabi this time. We criticised him for getting too physical. That time, he just pressurised his player, stood him up, made him concede the throw-in just by the corner flag. Linney with the throw. Back to Sakura. Sakura, can he get a cross in? In it comes. It rather spins. Morris, they goes over Morris's head there. And the ball is cleared by Pritchard. And played out there. FC have it right-hand side. Can the cross come in now? Smith. Smith plays it to Morris. Morris, can he get a quality cross in? He plays it instead to Sakura. 30 yards out. Sakura takes it towards the byline. Plays it out to the left-hand side. Regan Linney now into the box. Left-hand side. Linney, can he get a cross in? It's loose in the box. No. And now it's a left-footed shot and it's blocked there heroically by Rowney. FC still have it edge of the box. Now it's Griffiths. Griffiths chips it over. Linney onside. Linney now, can he get another cross in? He's brought down. It is a penalty. And, well, the number eight.
Brewster on Linney.
Brewster doesn't like it, but he stuck his leg out there. That's not... You're always going to give the referee a decision to make. Well, this is a big challenge now. It'll be Tunde Owolabi, I would think.
I think it's going to be Linney, actually.
Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
Has Linney taken a penalty for FC before?
But didn't Tunde miss his last one? At Radcliffe, wasn't it?
So, well, that's the decision now. Regan Linney, the pressure's on you. And on such moments...
And Renault not fancying looking at the outcome.
Well, you can look at Renault, or I'll look at the penalty. It's Regan Linney. Can he put FC ahead here?
Face your demons.
It's about character as much as anything. Just stick your laces through it. Get ready for a rebound if it's necessary.
In it there!
Scores! And Neil Reynolds couldn't look. Oh, ye of little faith. And FC, I would suggest, Roy, have been reasonable value for the lead. They've just put more pressure on. It's not been the best performance.
Well,
but they're 1-0 up now. And we have, what, just over 12 minutes to go.
Here's a spooky stat for you from Sato Paul. That was the same time Ashton scored last season against us.
That's spooky. Played forward there. In goes Jones decisively. Lenehan back to goal under pressure from Brewster, but Lenehan loses the ball. Good tenacious work there from Brewster. They have it on the left hand side. Oh, good turn there from Thames, but good tracking back there from Griffiths, and he wins the throw in.
It was good good defensive work that there, James, weren't it? Nice little bit of skill as well on the ball.
Oh, and misunderstanding there, but Morris gets a foot on it. I think that's going to slice out of play. Throw into Ashton midway inside their own half. Just over 4 minutes to go. Ashton 0, FC United and Manchester 1. A penalty from Regan Linney is the difference between the two sides in the second half. As Ashton clear their lines, Wilson. Jones nods it down, but second ball won by Ashton now. Aaron Smith, nice ball for Lafudu. As he streaks forward right hand side, in he goes again, he goes past Linney. Lafudu into the box, cross in.
Oh!
And a great cross.
Yeah.
And it's an equaliser for Wilson. Well, that was good work from Lafudu. He's been so strong on the right hand side, and a good finish from Wilson, from Aaron Smith, I beg your pardon.
This year, 11
in the 87th minute.
Number 17, Aaron Smith.
And we've got a 4 minute spell now of football up to 90 minutes, but Ashton have got themselves back into the game here, and
they
great
were
flank run by Lafuhu, who just crushed the ball into the box.
Well, FC United have got a test of character, they've got to try and win it, but Ashton will feel they will want to go on and win this game as well. Now it's 1-1. What can FC produce here? It's a good goal, you have to say, by Ashton, but who was marking that substitute?
Gotta say this, James, great flank run there by Lafudu.
Indeed it was, Lafudu, and it's nodded out by Doyle. FC, now it's Linney, poor ball from him. Lafudu cuts it out. FC just looking a bit loose-headed at the moment, yeah, shall we say, but they win it, and they take it quickly, and a great move. Smith breaking through. Oh, and he's edged off the ball. What's he given here? Free kick outside
free
the box.
Outside. But to be honest, I thought he played for it as well.
Was it outside the box? Well, he's going to
discuss. I thought it was.
Well, there's players going to the referee system, not the referee though. Some FC players are claiming that ball, that foul, happened inside the box.
I mean, just to add to the controversy of this, the free kick was taken not in the right spot, and it was moving big time.
And to be honest, the linesman never put his flag across his chest. So.
Red card for I think it's Rigby.
Well, Rigby, straight red, was it? Was a goal scoring opportunity.
Straight red. Last man.
Well, anyway, enough of that. FC United have got to get on with this. It's over a minute of normal time, and then maybe three. There's been no physios. Griffiths is the man. Now, is he going to try one, or is he going to try and float one?
He's got to go for it, hasn't he, to be honest, and hope that the lads rushing in there get the rebound off the keeper or off the post,
well,
whichever.
He's got to get over that wall first. And now Griffiths chips it, hits the wall, and takes his half the ball, plays it back there. Ball played out to the left-hand side. Now it's Donoghue.
Some quality.
Donoghue, they're going to cross in, Donoghue. Decent crossing.
Oh, he's in there.
No! And it beat everyone. I don't know whether Alabi got a touch, but it went through everybody. And well, Neil Reynolds jogs over. Join them. It's 2-1 FC United.
So what do you think?
I don't think it's Donoghue. It was Donoghue's ball.
Definitely. Tundy didn't touch it. I am in agreement with you, Ben.
I'm going to say Eddie Kelly, 1971 FA Cup final. For the aficionados listening, looked like he got a touch on it, but he never did. I think it was credited to George Graham in the end. But the important thing here is FC United have the lead, but they've got to see this out. And there it is.
3 points.
Well, FC United win this game by 2-1. And what an extraordinary final phase of the game. FC United went ahead from a penalty from Regan Linney in the 77th minute. But Aaron Smith came on as substitute. Super sub scored. Good substitution. Not quite as good as the substitution. Michael Donoghue, I have to say I questioned it with Potts being taken off. But it was a great cross there from Donoghue that beat everyone. Some discussion as to whether Alabi get a touch on the ball, but whether or not, it's FC United with a 2-1 win, and they're up to third. Roy, your overall thoughts?
Well, I think the last 20 minutes was absolutely ding-dong. Both sides going for it all the time. FC got the edge, and then for some reason, you know, got a little bit panicky in the makeup and the discipline at the back, which created, you know, an opening for Lafuhu to go down this right-hand flank here and crossing the ball to a totally unmarked Aaron Smith, who plunked the ball into the net. There, after that, you know, they had a go at him again, like we've discussed, I feel that it was Donoghue's ball in from the left-hand flank, curled in purposely to maybe pick a runner out at the back post, but the runner went past it, i.e. Tundi Awolabi, opened his body up, which blindsided the goalkeeper, and then just rolled into an empty net.
We said at our time it looked like it was going to be one goal that would seal this.
Yeah,
it did have the air of that.
Second half, this is definitely a better football thing than first.
I think at half time we would have took the point, given how the game was panning out.
Yeah.
To get 3 points here is a phenomenal result, really.
It is, in the situation that we find ourselves in. You know, the fact is, like, you know, we're on a roll here and we're keeping this roll going, you know, by hook or by crook. And, you know, it's a big pat on the back for Ashton United, to be honest, that they've put in hell of a performance in the position that they find themselves in the league. And but saying that, FC, you know, the rose to the cause, they've got the win by hook or by crook. And I've got to say, the second half, you know, was a belting footballing, you know, spectacular.
Still in the pitch. Both teams played to the pitch, didn't they?
More so than the first half.
If we're going to say man of the match, obviously Lafoudou has been really, really impressive.
Yeah.
But Cameron Belford has had an exceptional game. If it, it,
the scoreline's 2-1, but obviously that's due to the two goal scorers, but it's also due to Cameron Belford.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a big fan of Cameron Belford. You know, I feel that since he's come in, you know, people have always said to me, oh, you know, Tundiwala Abbey, you know, top goal scorer, this, that and the other, Ben, you know. But I look at, you know, if you don't concede goals, you have a point on the board. And since he's come in, I'd love to see our goals again since he's been in goal, because I tell you what, that'll tell its own story. You know, it's not only about scoring goals, it's not conceding the goals. And if you can get those, edge those singular goal results, then you put points on the board.
Another interesting decision midway through that half, or towards the end of the half, was taking Potts off. But there's two players in that midfield, Griffiths and Lenihan, and I don't think it's any accident that they were able to put their foot on that ball and play the conditions, because they were both at Prescott Cables, and we all know what that pitch is like. Mm. So the experience shone through there, didn't it?
But I think, in you know, I look at Michael Potts, and I think Michael Potts leads by example. And not only is he a creator of stuff going forward, but he's a destroyer of stuff that you have to defend about. And he is near enough always the first line of that defence. He's hustling, he's bustling, he's in and around the ball, he stops his opponents from playing, and he gives Griffiths a little bit of time, or Lenihan, whoever might drop into that role, that little bit of time to see the second ball, pick it up, and then play it out and do the, you know, the constructive work from a deeper area. But I think you could have kept Michael Potts on for me, because I think he's just a decent inspiration, you know, to the other lads.
And the other thing as well is we've won that game with four centre-backs playing. Sakura isn't Dodd, but he's had to... Ashton's strongest side of the pitch is the one Sakura's marking, and, you know, he's been all right. Decent game, considering he's dropped in there.
Yeah, I know, he's been steady, but I like Dodd.
Yeah, obviously, yes.
You know, I think he's... I think he adds to the qualities and the strengths of our makeup, you know, so no problems at all. But he was a very, very good replacement, shall we say. No problems at all with him.
So heading out of 2019, FC United up to third, 4 points off top spot, two games in hand over Lancaster City, who are in joint first at the moment. It's going well.
It is going well. It is going well, and the thing is, like, it's not a fluke neither. You know, they're playing, you know, exciting football, entertaining football. Players are comfortable on the ball and try maybe little things that they wouldn't do normally, you know, to be creative. I think, you know, thumbs up and pats on the back all ways round.
Obviously, it's an exciting way to end 2019, and the giddyometer will be high. But we do have to just issue a bit of caution, and that is the gap between third and seventh is just 1 point. So it's not, you know, while we could be looking up, we do have to be looking over our shoulder as well, because it is a very tight playoff race and promotion race at the moment. That leads us on to New Year's Day and that massive game now against Radcliffe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, to be honest, we've beat them previously. I don't see any reason why we can't beat them again. You give your opponents, you know, all the just respects, and then you go out and you whoop them. And that's how you show your respect, you know, by not taking a complacent attitude towards them. You know, go out there and do a job. I'd rather be playing Radcliffe Borough at the top of the league than Radcliffe Borough at the bottom of the league. Because then you actually know what you need to do. You know, you need to go out there, compete, and beat a team that's in a decent position in your division. And, you know, it's there for us to see.
Yeah, just to say, FC United in third, 35 points. Radcliffe, fifth, with a game in hand, 35 points. So it's, you know.
Well, we need a result in the story, and we're at... Broadest Park, aren't we? So yep. There's no reason why all the elements ain't there, you know, ready for FC to maybe widen that gap in third spot and possibly have a go at second spot as well, and we'll see what happens.
And listen to that as the fans are leaving the ground. And we've always said this. It doesn't matter if you win, lose or draw. You want to see an exciting game of football at FC United. And everyone's singing the way out
of
the turnstiles.
Well, everybody's going all happy, aren't they?
Exactly. And that's what we've always said. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the key things about this season was about, obviously, success is good, but having a good time. Mm. And I think we've all had a good time this afternoon.
Do you know what I'd say as well? Have we any idea what the capacity of the crowd was today?
We know that Ashton United have sold 600 tickets in advance online, right, due to the fact that this is the only game around here being played today. It must be approaching four figures easily.
So thank you very much for joining us, Neil. Quite an afternoon. Real challenging, blood and guts football. But is it, how satisfying is it to see the character of the side to appear to have maybe thrown it away, but then to be able to win it in the end?
It's a difficult question there, James. I mean, listen, you're not facing a team of Ashton who are second from bottom. He's got he's got great players in there. And listen, he's a great manager. You know, I go back a long way with Cleggie. And, you know, he's a good manager. And this team will go and go and go. The important thing for me today is that we didn't slip up, because good teams, and I said good teams, will come here and win. Despite what they put out in front of us, they come here and win. And you can see in football, South Shields slipped up. Lancaster slipped up the other day. My team didn't slip up today. You know, and as tough as it was on the 87th minute to concede, what character. You know, what character. And I've just gone in the dressing room there, James, and I don't single a lot of people out, but I thought my substitutions today, their attitudes were impeccable. And everyone wants to start games of football. Jack Lenehan covered every ground. Finn Sinclair Smith looks a real talent when he comes on, and Donners goes and gets the winner. You know, I know Tundy might say run across it, but that to me is a squad. You know, that's a squad, and you know, it's another game that we've won. So, you know, really thoroughly enjoyable.
And it was interesting because it raised my eyebrow that you took off your leader, in that situation with that stage, it was 1-0 up. Did he have a knock, or did you just think
he has got a knock? He's got quite a serious strain in his chest and his shoulder. He's played through it the last two or three games, which no one knows. He's been carrying it, and you could just see he was wincing in pain. And when I took him off, he went, it's gone into my heart, it's gone into my back. It's quite a nasty pet, and I just needed to get him through it. And you know, you never want to take your leader off. And you know, I'm not saying that when we took him off, that's why we conceded. But I had to take him off. He was in agony. So you know, but I've got lads on the bench that show the quality. So although Mike came on, and you know, probably wasn't at the match tempo, he's then gone done the other thing, and you know, what a better way to win again in the last couple of minutes, and what a celebration at the end.
And you can confirm that Tundy did not get a touch on it then?
No. Listen, all good strikers say he will do, but he's just eluded everybody. And you know, Donis, it's a great ball to put in there, but you know, listen, it's for everyone today, and it's just a great win.
And so Cameron Belford, some really important saves. Again, I know we talk about him every week, but Is he a particularly clear-headed footballer, do you think, as well as having the skill?
I think he's a really level-headed person completely, and he's great for the dressing room. He talks sense. He's not a ranter. He's not a raver. He brings that element of calmness to you, but also the element of confidence in behind him. You know, he stands up big all the time. He's a great 1v1 keeper. He's great at coming and collecting. And, you know, he's been around the leagues. He's fantastic for us, and there's going to be times. Listen, you're playing against Josh Wilson, who was, you know, the Conference North player. You've got Marn, who's just coming from Chester on one side. You've got, you know, Pritchard, who comes off the bench. These are really good footballers. Mm. So they're going to get chances. And, you know, Cleggie's team will only get better. But so when that happens, we need to make sure that we've got, you know, someone really good in behind that. And, you know, we're fortunate to have two excellent keepers in Paddy and Cam. But Cam, you know, he deserves the plaudits today because he's made three or four excellent saves.
Interesting that Sakura did. It's very difficult to step into the shoes of Dodd. But, you know, in a way, you could almost say it's four centre-backs at the defence at the moment. But you must have been pleased.
I was delighted with him. I mean, listen, no, Doddy's been one of my best players this season. Anyone would struggle out there. You know, and Doddy likes to carry the ball. Listen, it's not great, and I bet they can't wait to rip it up at the end of the season and turn it into a 3G, because I know that's the plans. So I needed to have big, strong boys in there, and I thought he's heading, he's positionally, he could have scored in the first half from a set piece. Listen, to come in and only train with the lads twice and get to another one and put in a performance like that, he's a big boy, you know, and he's done well.
And that came across that he didn't seem like a fish out of water. He seemed very calm. Again, another sort of player with a good temperament, and was just happy to slot in.
He's very well thought of at Bradford. You know, I spoke to the manager. They've just given him another 2-year deal. He's made his debut in the first team this season. And one thing that they did say to me this morning, he will go and play professionally, and he will do. You can see he's, you know, and I'll tell you another thing that he said to me on the first time I met. I said, what's your strength? He went, I just love defending. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I love defending. I thought, you'll do for me. You know, because unfortunately, there aren't enough people around like that anymore.
No.
And, you know, 18 to come out, out with that, I thought, oh, you're going to go somewhere, you kid. So yeah, he did well.
That's great. Well, next, a really big game. It's obviously FC up to third. It's five teams on the same number of points. Ratcliffe are fifth. It's with a game in hand. So a huge game and a little bit of niggle from the last game. Perhaps they had two sendings off. How do you kind of put that to one side and just prepare for a football match? And
I mean, they were here before. I spoke to John, the manager, and you know he probably hasn't got a true reflection on what we're like. You know, we're different when we're on a really good pitch. He'll know our strengths. I'll have obviously Dodd back for the New Year's Day game. But listen, we've shown today that we can change our style of play, because a few times we've had to go long. We tried to play in the first 15 minutes, got caught one or two times. We said if that happens, then we'll change it. And we went long. We went more, you know, threats into channels, and I thought we got some success. So, you know, it showed that we had another side to our game. But Ratcliffe's going to be a great game. You know, there's no needle between me and them. I'm not sure what the animosity is between them and us. But, you know, we've just got to be ready for them. Listen, we're turning the year in third, you know, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're looking that way, and you know, I'm not going to make no bones about it. We want to chase people down, and you know, we'll just keep our feet on the ground, and we'll take one game at a time. But we've given ourselves a chance now, because we've clawed back a lot of points, and that's credit to the lads that sit in the dressing room.
I don't think it really matters about Ratcliffe. It matters about FC United. End of story. So let Ratcliffe get on doing whatever they do, and we'll do what we want to do.
Yeah,
and great, isn't it, though? Tunde Alabi, beginning of the second half, header, sort of thing he's been putting away, hits the bar, and it's that, well, those sort of moments you think, is this going to be one of those days? But the team just carries on
and does the job. And he was really disappointed, probably got a little bit too much time on the ball. But then, you know, as he misses that, then you get a little bit of moment of magic from Regan Linney, don't you? I mean, he's just getting better and better. And on a game that probably didn't suit his football and the way he carries the ball, he just stuck to his task. He's closing balls down. He gets the penalty, tucks it away. And I thought he was great. I thought they were all great. And, you know, it's not always going to be Tunde's day, but he played a big role for us today. I think he was unlucky with a lot of refereeing decisions. But, you know, it is what it is.
Final name check. Doyle, I thought, was immense today. And particularly, as well as defending at the back, sometimes he saw a pass early on and snuffed out an attack almost at source.
You can see why he's played conference football, and you know, you can see probably he's on his way back there, hopefully with us. But he's a great player, and I think him and Curtis complement each other. There's a real good understanding there. But listen, when you've got two experienced centre halves, and you know, not disrespect to Doyle, probably Kurt likes to play more than Doyle and steps out more comfortably, but you know, and Kurt and Doyle enjoys the more physical side, you know, but that's why they work so well together. It is a really good combination. But we could go through them all. The important thing for me today was coming here and getting a win. And you know, if you would have said to me before, we'll win ugly, but you'll win, I would have took that all day long. And there's not many teams who'll come here and win pretty, I don't think.
Not now, they won't, you know, no. Because like you said, I mean, we actually said it in the commentary, he's actually got a decent side here now. You know, there's no two ways about it. And these won't stay near the bottom of the league. These will start coming up. And when they play the higher teams, they'll be doing FC a favour, definitely.
Yeah, and they've got to play the top teams. You know, there would have been a lot of teams.
Definitely.
Warrington, they would have hoped that they would have got points of us today, but we haven't. You know, they haven't. And credit to my boys and credit to the fans today. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. 1-1, when we conceded, the noise levels went up a gear. And that's, you know, that means so much to the boys. And to have a sing-song at the end with him, you know, we feel really part of it. So, you know, thanks to everyone that's attended today.
Well, thanks very much, Neil. And it's great to see the team finding different ways to win, whether it be 4-0 or 2-1 with the last gasp. Congratulations to you and the team. And, I think it's about 72 hours or something, 70, before we meet again, maybe 96
see
hours.
See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year.
Definitely.
It's a long way off.
Well done, guys.
Well done, Neil.
Cheers.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking with FC Live soon after his side's hard-fought 2-1 win over Ashton United on Saturday afternoon. We'll be hearing from defender Curtis Jones in a second, but first it's to the man of the match, goalkeeper Cameron Belford.
Cameron, a big thank you for joining us. We've got you on because a man of the match performance there. And your performances have been pretty good since we last spoke against Atherton Coles many yonks ago.
Knee was hanging off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a tough performance there, and you must be delighted with how it's turned out.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted, and it's a tough place to come. They've had a change in management. There was always going to be a little reaction. They've brought some new players in, and I don't think many teams are going to come here and pick up points, in all fairness. So we are absolutely delighted to come away with 3 points. We knew what we had to do. We knew it weren't going to be our typical type of game. You know, we like to get the ball down, we like to pass it. We had to mix it up today. We tried in bits. It was difficult. The pitch was difficult to play on, but you know, we got it into good areas, and we've come off the pitch with 3 points, and that's all that matters.
I mean, what was the game plan before the game? Because Earthcross's pitch is renowned. You knew you weren't going to have to play your normal way of just playing out to the fullbacks or something. It was going to have to be a bit different.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we still like to. We don't like to change what we do, but sometimes you have to. You know, pitches dictate it, circumstances dictate it, and teams do. So, you know, it was a case of today playing in the right areas. You know, we weren't taking chances that we didn't have to. You know, put the ball into good areas when we needed to. You know, and let Tundy run in behind at times because, you know, he's an absolute nuisance. He won't give anything up. He turns good balls, bad balls into good balls. So, you know, we more or less make the mistakes. You know, get the ball higher up in the pitch really today. And you know, it's paid off in the end. There's great character from the lads because we've conceded, which I didn't think we really deserved to concede. I know they've had a few chances or whatever, but I thought we were solid defensively. But you know, overall we are absolutely ecstatic that we've come away with 3 points on a derby.
What's the mood like now in the dressing room? Because you know it's hard fought games against Lancaster and Kettering. Excellent performances against Grantham, a different type of game, that one. And then you've got this one here where you're winning ugly.
That's right, yeah.
What's the mood like?
We did the same way. We did the same away at Atherton early on in the season. We had to win ugly. So we're showing that we've got a little bit of something else to our game, which is always good to have. You know, the mood in there is brilliant. You know, I think we haven't lost away from home since the first game of season. I think that's something like 13, maybe 14 unbeaten now. So we are in good form at the minute, and we're in good spirits. And then, you know, we go into every game thinking we're going to win. You know, we want to win every game, and we know we can win every game with the lads we've got in there. It's not just the 11. You know, you've seen it today. The subs come on and they were brilliant today. They changed the game. You know, Donners has put the ball in for the second goal. Whether Tundy's touched it or not, I don't know. He's claiming it, but in there there's a little bit saying that Donners put it straight in. But you know, Finn's come on. You know, young Jack's come on as well. And they, you know, they've made an impact in the game. So it's not just the 11 that start. It's a massive squad thing. It's a great group of lads. You know, great staff. Everyone's in it together. You can see the fans there at the end. They're all celebrating with the fans. It's great. It's great. There's a great feeling at the minute, and long may it continue.
And that heads us on then to Radcliffe. It's a big game now. No points separating us. No. It's a big one.
Yeah. Well, we've obviously played a game extra than them, so we know that you know, it's a big game for us. But we're at home. You know, so we're a different side at home. You'll see a different side and a different performance from us at home on Wednesday, than you did today, because it's going to be a different type of game. They're going to put us under pressure. They always do. They're that type of side. But you know, we like to get the ball down. We like to play, and we're going to play the way we like to play and dictate the tempo and dictate the game. And you know, there's no reason why we can't come away with 3 points if we keep doing the right things and keep playing the way we know we can.
Cameron Belford there speaking to Ben at Hurst Cross. Let's hear now from another member of that winning team from Saturday. Here's defender Curtis Jones.
Well, that was a bit of a battle out there, but we got the 3 points, and that's the most important thing. But it was a good battling display from us, United, especially from the back four.
I think it was a lot different performance-wise to what most fans have probably seen with us playing at Argaff. But I think we knew what we were going to expect when we seen the pitch and stuff, and the way kind of the game was going to go. It was always going to be a gritty performance. I think it was always going to be kind of sleeves up and just battle to the end. And we've done it. We went 1-0 up, and was really unlucky to kind of concede. I think it was the 87th minute, I think it was, and cross from the right backs. And then we're thinking to yourselves, wow. And then they're sending off goals off, and then I think Tundy's claiming it, but I think Donners is saying he didn't touch it. So, but yeah, what a win. What a massive win. Brilliant.
From a journalistic point of view, Tundy didn't touch it. So I think we could put that to bed. But yeah, I mean, you've obviously played a fair few times. I mean, it's no surprise the pitch is the way it is. So it was going to... There's no Beckenbauer runs from the back like we used to, is there, on this pitch?
No, I don't... Like the way we played was totally different to probably the last game we played. I think it was Grantham.
Grantham, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it was totally opposite. And I just think that's a sign of a really good team, the team that can kind of change it and kind of adapt to the pitch, especially now it's coming up to this time of the year. The pitches are going to get bad. So, and it's a blessing that we can kind of change our game plan and say, all right, bring it on, let's roll the sleeves up and let's go to Arno.
This partnership that's developing with Doyle is something else. I mean, go back to the catching game, and there was obviously it was backs against the wall, but there was an air of our defence that evening where it was like, it doesn't matter, they could have 10 minutes of added time, they're not going to get through this defence.
I think as the weeks have gone on, I massively believe that we have got a lot stronger. I just feel like now I just feel like we can go anywhere and play anywhere. And I do think we have got a really good partnership going. It's not just me and Doyle, it's Aaron and Doddy and just things like judging the line and when to press and when to drop. And but yeah, it's been really good. And you can see now with how many goals we're scoring and hopefully we're keeping the door shut as well at the other end, so yeah.
Next up then, Radcliffe. Even though it's at home, if it's anything like the Stadium Park matches of this season, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we're playing it now, isn't it? But we know what we're going to get from Radcliffe. We know that they're a very big team. We know that they kind of go for set pieces and stuff like that. And look, the good thing for us is that we played them already twice or three times. So we kind of know what we're going to get. I think they was there today watching as well. So I think with this league now, I think we know what we're going to get from most of the teams we come up against. So it's one of them.
And it's the question I just asked Cameron: is the dressing room must be bouncing at the moment because it feels like a squad that's together and heading into 2020 with a spring in the step.
Yeah, we've got such a great group. I think you always hear the gaffer say as well. The gaffer says it all the time about how special this group is and how far we should be going, really. And it's no surprise that we are third in the league because the football we're playing has been brilliant, especially at our place as well. So yeah, it's a very, very good group, very good balance, and even the subs who come on today, how well they won us the game. So it just goes to show that we have got a really, really good squad, really good squad.
FC United defender Curtis Jones there speaking to Ben after that win over Ashton United on Saturday. Next up for the Reds is that big game on New Year's Day when FC United will be hosting fellow promotion chasing Radcliffe. This match will be taking place at Broadhurst Park with a 3 p.m. kickoff. Admission is pay on the gate, £12 adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s. But remember, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Wednesday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, have a happy new year.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.